This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
A lot of people blindly believe their doctors, even when those doctors are working against the interests of the patient.
The Health Ranger Report.
And it's a big problem in the cancer industry, which is in many ways a massive scam.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
So the Republicans managed to pass the Obamacare repeal bill in the House. The White House is celebrating. President Trump is celebrating. I am not celebrating. I just want to share with you why I'm not celebrating, because they did nothing to really address the root problems of the healthcare system in this country. Because Big Pharma still profits under the new version, the GOP healthcare bill, profits from disease and suffering, profits from the ongoing maintenance of disease instead of preventing disease. I mean, the pharmaceutical industry is the most powerful lobby in Washington. And they won big under Obamacare, and they're winning big again now under the GOP healthcare bill, which may not even pass the Senate, by the way. But if it does, believe me, it's still not going to solve the big problem of out-of-control healthcare costs. You know, remember when President Obama promised that if we all passed the healthcare bill, that healthcare costs would go down? They would go down by as much as $2,500 a year per family, he said. But what actually happened was the healthcare costs went up. Well, now we're being told by the Republicans that the healthcare costs are going to go down. It's the same lie, everybody. The same lie. They will never go down because the drug companies run the sick care industry. The drug companies run the legislative prostitutes in Congress. Do you think the drug companies are going to voluntarily make less money? Do you think they're going to have policies that make them less money? Like, I don't know, reverting back the definition of cholesterol to be a higher number rather than the lower number it is today, because that's what allowed them to push all the statin drugs that make them, you know, literally hundreds of billions of dollars a year. You think the drug companies are going to beg Congress to make sure that they make less money? Get real, people. That's never going to happen. And it's become obvious to me that this healthcare system that we have today, it can never be reformed. It can never be brought back to rationality. The cost can never be kept under control, because there's too much profit for Big Pharma in sickness and disease. They have every incentive to keep the nation sick, keep the nation on medications, keep the healthcare system going on the current scam that it's running on right now, attacking nutritional supplements, attacking natural health, attacking holistic medicine, making sure the FDA has a monopoly enforced on the prescription pharmaceuticals that make these companies the most money, making sure they have patent protection, making sure that they can legally bribe doctors to keep pushing their toxic pills while getting kickbacks in the form of vacations and speaking fees, like Hillary Clinton style speaking fees. That's what doctors get. It's just another way to bribe them. It's incredible. Look, the GOP has no clue how to have an affordable healthcare system. I gave them some answers right after the Trump election victory. I went public with a video and gave them some answers. It's very simple. You got to start promoting vitamin D. You have to get the toxic cancer-causing chemicals out of the food supply, like sodium nitrite. If people keep eating cancer, you're not going to save money on healthcare. And there's a cancer-causing chemical in the food supply. It's in the hot dogs and the beef jerky. It's in the frozen pizzas and the canned soups. Sodium nitrite. It's in the bacon and the sausage. I mean, it's in the corn dogs, everything. All the processed meat. It has that ingredient. It's causing cancer all across the country. So, you know, it's absurd. You have a government that's totally insane. They think they're going to lower healthcare costs without taking the poisons out of the food supply. It makes no sense. You got to deal with the causes of disease if you want to save money. The causes of disease. They don't want to talk about that because they've got the big pharma lobby shoveling money down their pants as if members of Congress were pole dancers at a strip club and big pharma was there like shoving $100 bills in their underwear or whatever. It's just insane. They've got no real answers. So, you know, like many of you, I hope that the Trump election victory would end up having some real changes in Washington. The problem is that Trump is just one man up against an entire system of deep corruption. All those people are bought and paid for, almost all of them, by the pharmaceutical industry. And they're not going to voluntarily stand aside and make less money. The bottom line is this system only reforms after it collapses. That's where this is going. You can't sustain this system of endless spending and endless debt. And I don't know, the Republicans think they have a victory every time they spend more money. I heard Mike Pence on Rush Limbaugh. Mike Pence bragging about how we won. We got $21 billion in military funding. We won big. We got more money to spend, more money. It's like, really? That's now the Republican definition of victory in Washington is bigger government, more spending, and more debt? Wow. Because that's what I thought the Democrats stood for. Now it's just, it's all one big cesspool, one big incestuous party. GOP, DNC, Republicans, Democrats, it doesn't matter. All they stand for is big government. More spending, more money. In their minds, that's a victory. And so on the healthcare bill, it's just handing out money to their pharmaceutical friends who are shoveling money back into their pockets so they can get reelected and keep growing government so they have more power and more control over more money. That's it. The system is insane. The system is unsustainable. And it will eventually collapse, although it could take a while for that to happen. It could take many years for that to happen. It's hard to say. So basically, we the people are screwed once again. Is anybody surprised? I hear some of you out there saying, I told you so. Yeah, look, I'm not new at this. I knew the chance of real reform in Washington ever happening was slim to none. I'm not artificially optimistic about all of this. I know it's all messed up. I know we're $20 trillion in debt. I know this empire is in the last chapter of its existence. Yeah, I had hoped maybe we could restore a little bit of rationality to Washington, but apparently that was a bridge too far. So we deal with what we have. We hunker down. We try to get prepared for what's coming. We turn to natural medicine in our own lives, since they've made healthcare practically unaffordable at this point. That's all we have. We have each other. We have our own rationality. We've got maybe a future after this system collapses and implodes upon itself, which it will. Maybe we should focus on rebuilding society, how we rebuild it, knowing that the collapse is near. So maybe I'll take that kind of approach on Natural News and some upcoming articles. How do we really rebuild and what's important in the rebuilding? We got to have health freedom in whatever future constitution comes out of all of this. Health freedom needs to be like the Third Amendment, like freedom of speech, you know, First Amendment, Second Amendment, and then the Third Amendment instead of what it is now, which is the government can't quarter soldiers in your home. We should have it be that the state cannot force you or restrict you from the medicine that you want. In other words, you have to have the choice of medical interventions, not the government. That's important. Maybe we should focus on that. Yeah, I'll probably do some articles. In any case, I thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to healthrangerreport.com. Check out my website, naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.